Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know D from Kent is. D, are you there?
I am. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, D has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am. Let's do it.
What was the previous name of T-Mobile Park?
Pass.
How many months have only 30 days?
11, 10,
no.
12.
No. Same name as a bourbon whiskey. Billy Idol had an early 80s hit song titled what?
Rebel Yell.
Yes. White what lady. Does the E stand for in the cable company ESPN?
Entertainment.
Correct. What Always in Sunny Philadelphia actor does the voice of the title character in The Lorax?
Charlie Day.
No.
Charlie, I don't pass.
How many NFL teams?
Dan DeVito.
No. How many NFL teams have a bird in their name?
4, 5, 6.
5, yes. Lincoln is the capital of what U.S. state?
Nebraska.
Correct. Who directed and starred in the mid-90s movie Braveheart?
Mel Gibson.
Yes. What kind of bird is the mascot for Fruit Loops?
Chicken?
Is yes. How do you say friend in Spanish?
Amigo.
Yes. What was the previous name of T-Mobile Park?
Questfield? I don't know.
No. I have a question. What did you say for the Always in Sunny Philadelphia actor?
Danny DeVito.
Correct. Okay, you did say that. All right, you got that correct then. Which Yay. Means, D, you got 8 correct.
You really turned it on there, D.
You did. I was a little nervous in the beginning, but you played it well.
I'm nervous the entire time.
Well, that's a great score. I got faith, girl. I got faith.
Yes.
Here he comes.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Look at him.
Just look at him.
He's so hydrated. He's got a giant water bottle.
Just look at him.
It's so unnecessary. He's going to be peeing all morning.
That's all I do.
Is pee?
Yeah, all I do is pee, 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 no matter what.
Oh, my goodness.
R. Kelly's newest song.
Oh, God. Steve, are you ready?
I don't know if I am anymore.
I don't think so.
Yes. That was bad. I apologize.
Good. What was the previous name of T-Mobile Park?
Safeco Field.
There we go. Wow. How many months have only 30 days?
4?
Yes. Same name as a bourbon whiskey. Billy Idol had the early 80s hit song titled what?
What?
Same name as a bourbon whiskey. Billy Idol had an early 80s hit song titled what?
Rebel Yell?
Yes. What does the E stand for in the company, cable company ESPN?
Entertainment.
Correct. What Always in Sunny Philadelphia actor does the voice of the title character in The Lorax?
Danny DeVito.
Yes. How many NFL teams have a bird in their name?
Three?
No.
Four?
No.
Five?
Correct.
Yeah, I knew
Lincoln
it.
Is the capital of what U.S. state?
Nebraska.
Yes. Who directed and starred in the mid-90s movie Braveheart?
Mel Gibson.
Correct. What kind of bird is the mascot for Fruit Loops?
Toucan.
Yes. How do you say friend in Spanish?
Amigo.
Correct. Oh, my gosh. And with that, you get a perfect 10.
Predicted it.
Which is a win. 10-8, D. I'm so sorry.
No worries. Good job, Steve. Can I shout out my husband and my coworkers at Glass Doctor?
Yeah.
Javon, I love you. See you guys at work.
Glass Doctors for life.
Yeah. We love you.
Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Glass Doctors.
And they stay there.
Woo. Yes, you got them all right. There's four months have 30 days. So
four
I just want everyone
30 days.
To know today is the last day in April.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Hey. Wait, tomorrow's May?
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
It's gonna be May.
Oh, boy. All right, I'm gonna stay off social media
today.
Thank
you, JT.
And tomorrow.
His face is gonna be all over your feed.
Yep. Now I know why.
Well, congratulations on being perfect.
Thank you.
Wow. One of the greatest debates is going on right now. One that all of us can get behind. If you were asked to put together a big four for nu metal, what band would you put in there? We're going to talk about this after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve, you are not going to believe this. People on Reddit are having a debate. People on Reddit are debating.
Okay.
Has that ever happened before?
I don't even know what this Reddit thing is that you think. Honestly, I'm not a big Reddit person. Like, the only time I know of Reddit is when someone writes an article about a Reddit conversation. Do you spend time on Reddit?
A teensy-weensy bit, but I know people that are obsessed with it.
Like, oh, yeah.
They probably spend more time on Reddit than all the other social media things combined.
For most part, I know what's going on Reddit because a couple of my hockey buddies just constantly send me links because they're constantly on Reddit.
So the Reddit debate happening right now is all about nu metal and who the big four would be.
Oh, man, I'm in for this conversation. I might get on Reddit just to be a part of this one. So the big four, that name is because of the big four in thrash metal or in heavy metal. You know, it's Metallica, it's Slayer, it's Anthrax, and is it Megadeth? I think that's the big four.
Sure.
I'm looking at you, and you look like you're so on board with what I'm about to say. Like, you know what I'm about to say. And then that's the response I get. Could not be better.
Yep, that's
sure.
One. Those are them.
Wait, can you go over your list one more time?
Metallica, Anthrax, Slayer, and I believe it's Megadeth. That's considered to be the big four. Like, they did a tour called the Big Four.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What are you looking at?
Something totally different.
Male adult film stars. What? No, this
get
is about music. You weirdo.
Screen.
Well, let's start things off with the bands that are getting the most mentioned so far.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right, I'm excited.
Here we go.
Yeah. You really can't argue Korn.
That's like the kings of nu metal. For
not
me.
When it comes to nu metal. No. No, this band definitely deserves to be in this.
And I think
a lot of times when you do like these top four, Mount Rushmores, the big four, whatever it may be, there's usually like one or two that I think everybody can agree belongs in that list.
Korn is a definite.
Yes.
Okay, what about these guys?
You need to ask. This is the song you went with? What would you go with? Break Stuff? Nookie! Nookie? Yeah!
We've heard Nookie enough. We have not heard Nookie enough, number one.
Wait, you would go with Nookie over Roland?
100,000.
You're insane.
Dude, significant
take
other.
Hat and put it forward. Nope, you can't wear your hat backwards if you're going to say something like
that. That's also not red. Number one, significant
doesn't
other.
Doesn't matter. He sometimes wore non-red hats.
Significant Other was way better album than Chocolate Starfish.
Oh, boy.
You
oh
need
boy.
To shut the F up. I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
They grew.
They did not grow.
Boiler room? Come on.
Oh.
See, this is the kind of debate Reddit is having right now. People are all fired up.
Yeah, I can't punch a human on Reddit, but I can punch a human right now.
So here are some.
Thank you, Sarah.
Here are some of the other bands who came up. And there's more to debate here. So let's go.
Wake up.
I mean.
You want to.
Okay, sorry.
You want to. I just got a better way to shake up. You want to.
I mean, I think there's a very strong conversation for them being in this.
Yeah. I agree.
I always view them as something that's like more artsy-fartsy than nu metal.
See, I'm the same way. I don't know if I can quite crown them nu metal.
I wouldn't be upset, though, if somebody decided to make a definitive list and they were on it. I would be like, this list is trash.
Okay, how do you feel about this band?
Oh. I mean, they just make me want to take my clothes off.
My favorite thing ever was when Deftones were referred to as horny corn.
They are like this. That is such a great way to describe them.
I don't understand.
They are like the genuine of metal.
They really are.
Right? They put everybody. If you're a lady and you're into metal, more often than not, this is the band that puts you in the mood.
It's very nice.
The Deftones.
Okay. These guys, for me, a definite nod on the four.
It'd be like my number two or three, honestly.
Honestly, though, for me, I feel like they phased themselves out of the list based on their later records. Oh, now I'm going to get punched by Tyler.
Do you hear this?
I do.
Nu metal makes us all rather aggressive. Listen to some of their more recent stuff before, obviously, Chester left us. That was not metal.
No.
It wasn't even metal. It was
melodic.
It was pop.
Yeah.
So I feel like they turned their back on the nu metal scene. They don't deserve to be on this list.
Okay.
And I like Linkin Park.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Here's the next one.
I don't think that they're nu metal.
I kind of am with you, Danny. I don't know if I quite put them in that category.
They were big, obviously. Like, I think that the nu metal scene helped them, but I don't think... I think it was for, like, the people that listen to... You know, they're like, no, you listen to Slipknot. You don't listen to Limp Bizkit.
Man, though, I'm getting nostalgia feels for those guys right now. Because did you see that they recently did that show at that small club? And they were wearing their, like, old school jumpsuits. And apparently they're going to go back on tour, I think, in the old school look.
And
it's like Kiss putting their makeup back on, even though they always had different masks. But I think that's, like, their iconic look.
And it's the 25th anniversary.
Oh, guys.
What?
Of the debut album, which I would just go, I want one of the jumpsuits.
What did you say that word was?
Debut.
Debut?
Debut.
Debut.
How do you say it?
Debut?
That.
You don't say it the way you said it, I'll tell you that much.
That's an Albuquerque accent.
Debut right there. Metal.
And last but certainly not least. Oh, wow.
You guys picked the wrong song.
What would you pick?
Lower it. I'll tell you. You should have went with this one.
Nailed it. New metal.
You know, of all the ones that were... I think Korn and Limp Bizkit are no-brainers.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, I feel like of the rest... I can't believe that nobody put this band, though, in it right here. I would absolutely have made them part of the top four.
Cut my life into pieces. Yep.
100%.
This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing.
See, when I feel like you kind of wanted to pull Linkin Park out, but I feel like those first two albums, Hybrid Theory and Meteora.
Yeah, now you're bringing up. I could say the same argument about Linkin and Papa Roach. They kind of went a little more poppy.
Mm-hmm.
What about these guys? Man 5000.
I love them.
The brother of Rob Zombie. You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He still is, I believe.
Dude, I wanted those goggles that he used to wear.
Yeah.
Like, they used to sell them at Hot Topic, and I wanted them so bad my mom would not let me have them, though.
And this is me being a super nerd, but I feel like you got to put the influential person. There's to be one that influences all the other bands, and I feel like this band influenced so many of the nu metal bands, even though they weren't really nu metal. Faith No More. See, Danny doesn't get it.
All right. You lost me.
See, you guys suck. They inspired every freaking band that we just played. Band lists Faith No More as their all-time favorite. You got to give them the nod.
They also inspired Steve Miggs to get his eyebrow pierced all those years ago. So.
I would have not passed out on the radio, in turn giving us over 180,000 views on our TikTok, had it not been for Faith No More.
The Seattle Kraken have fired their coach, Dave Haxtell, and it was... because players said that they would refuse to play for him, that is what one ESPN reporter is saying. And you're going to hear from her at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all played youth sports. Some of us maybe even played at a higher level. When did you realize, Rockaholics, that you had a bad coach? Or do you have a crazy story about your coach? 206-803-ROCK. We're bringing this up because ESPN's Emily Kaplan shared some information about the firing of Dave Haxtell yesterday, and many of the Kraken fans are now talking about this.
Oh, yeah.
According to Kaplan, several key players have said that they didn't want to continue playing for the team if he was going to remain the head coach during some of those exit meetings that they were having. So here is Emily talking about it.
Yeah, this one, somewhat shocking, somewhat not shocking. What I can tell you is that Ron Francis did not want to make this move, but I was told at the exit meetings with players, there was a handful of players and pretty significant players who made it clear to management, I don't want to play on this team in the future if Dave Haxtell is still the coach. And that forced them to make a change. Paul McFarland, an assistant, also didn't have his contract renewed.
The part that got me was when they said a bunch of players. I'm like, okay, all right, great, whatever. And then they said significant players. I'm like, oh, that makes it a little bit more... We're never going to know the drama behind this, but I would love to know the drama behind this because it just seems so crazy to me that players went during the exit interview and they're just like, yeah, I don't want to re-sign if Haxtell is our coach, which for me, part of me is just like, if I'm the GM, I'm like, well, too freaking bad. We're paying you millions of dollars. If that's our coach, that's our coach. You got to grin and bear it. But unless there's something more to it that makes the ownership company, the ownership group to be like, they're bringing up good points. Maybe we need to rethink it. Because, I mean, saying you don't like your coach, well, too bad. Like,
yeah.
Some coaches are just not that fun to work for or play for, I mean, but they bring out the best in their players. But if he was the type of coach that maybe wasn't bringing out the best, and, I mean, you could have some conversation about last season, about the power play, about how streaky they were. Mm-hmm. But some of the problems with the Kraken had nothing to do with Dave Haxtell. I mean, it's all about who you have as players. They didn't have any game-changing forwards that could help them score goals.
GM Ron Francis, during his press conference, was talking about the exit interviews and if that had any bearing on the team's decision.
I think you're careful on exit interviews. I think you just you talk about things, but that wasn't what we made this decision based on.
Of course, he's not going to say yes. You know, he's like, hell yeah, players hated him. We're like, you got to go.
Emily also talks about who the potential next coach could be for the Kraken.
If they look internally, Dan Bosma, who's running their AHL team, you remember him from the Sabres and Pittsburgh Penguins, has a very legitimate shot. He's done a great job with Coachella Valley. They're heading into the playoffs. They just had a bye after the first round. But a lot of scuttlebutt I hear around the league is, can Ron Francis pry Rod Brind'Amour away from Carolina?
There's tea to be spilled.
there's a lot of information that we're not getting, that's for sure. And this seems rather chronic. It seems kind of crazy. I thought for sure they were going to give Hackstall one more season and then be like, okay, it's make or break. But I got to say, I feel like now it's make or break for Ron Francis. Like, all of a sudden, that was your scapegoat. And they're talking about maybe Rod Brindamore, who would be great. And I know they have a relationship from back when Ron Francis worked with them. That would be an interesting pickup. I also think, like she mentioned, Dan Bylsma, who is the coach right now for Coachella Valley. I would love to see him get the spot. But, I mean, there's a lot of options out there, and they got to wait for Brindamore until the playoffs are done before they can even talk to him. But, I mean, next season, I feel like all eyes are on now Ron Francis. If you can't put together a team that can do something, maybe Dave Hackstall wasn't the problem.
And you are a lot more into the hockey world than, I mean, you've been following the hockey world a lot more closely than I have up until these past couple of years. But you said, like, this coaching stint is relatively kind of a...
Dude, it's crazy
is
nowadays.
Is 3 years a long time to be coaching a team? That's wild to me.
They go through coaches so much these days. I mean, not every team, but it seems like you got about, like, every couple of years, you're getting new coaches when you think, oh, this is the coach. This is the guy that's going to be bringing us many cups and blah, blah, blah. Many teams feel that way. And then a year goes by and they're like, get that guy out of here. Get that bum out of here. The first guy to go is always the coach in hockey.
And being that we're still a relatively new team, do you feel any stress about that, about bringing in a new coach after just 3 years?
No. I mean, I always felt like he wasn't a bad coach because the team kept playing hard. But this past season, there were some games where I felt like, I don't know if you were watching much of them. I know, Danny, you didn't have the same cable package that you had before, so you weren't able to watch as many games. But there were some games where I'm like, this team does feel like they've given up on the coach.
Yikes.
And when that happens, that's when you got to start thinking about getting a new coach, because you say what you will, you can't get rid of every player, but you can get rid of the coach.
Well, and I wouldn't even say, I mean, and you know better than I do, but for me, watching it as kind of like a newer hockey fan, it was like, I didn't necessarily think they gave up on the coach, because I don't know what that looks like, but it's like they've just given up.
Yeah.
Like, and at that point, I didn't know if it was because they were out of the playoff picture or if it was like really hard to like get back up to that playoff picture, but I was just like, oh, we're not even trying anymore.
But I felt like in season one, which was way worse, that team was still trying. They were still fighting and grinding up until that very last game. I mean, yeah. I thought there was a whole different energy with the team. This year was a little bit different. I have so many things that go in my head about this stupid stuff. Like, I get way too worked up about it. The fact that we've never had a captain since the first captain with Giordano. I'm like, come on. You're telling me, that would annoy me if I was a player, personally. I'd be like, you're telling me that there's not one guy on this team that you feel like is the out-and-out leader of this team that you could put a captain C on? What are you waiting for? Like, 2 years it took you and you still didn't pick a captain? That seemed kind of strange. And also, I didn't really like how he handled the goaltending situation, but I can get super nerdy about this stuff. I'll stop. I get way too worked up about this kind of thing.
I appreciate your insight, Steve. Rockaholics, when did you realize that you had a bad coach, or do you have a crazy story about your coach? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Metallica.
The Daily Migs Show.
When did you realize that you had a bad coach, or do you have a crazy story about your coach? 206-803-ROCK. Peyton on Bainbridge Island, tell us about your rowing coach.
Hold on. Peyton, your phone just sounds terrible. Are you on like some kind of a Bluetooth thingy or something like that?
Kind of. It's a long story short, I'm going to use my watch.
You're talking through your watch?
Yeah.
You sound terrible. I feel bad for anyone you call on this thing.
Yeah, I'm
not
bad.
I mean, it's not your fault. You just have bad technology. Can you yell into your watch? Can you yell louder into your wrist?
Just better.
No.
Oh, no.
It's too bad. I'm sorry, Peyton, but I don't think anyone can hear you.
Sarah, can you tell us the story, please?
I was going to say and chime in. He sounded way better when I talked to him.
Of course. It's always that way.
Okay, so we probably had a regular phone with me, and then somehow
a watch phone.
So why did he switch back to the regular phone?
No, I don't know if he really... Maybe he was talking in the watch the whole time, but he sounded great with me.
It didn't sound great there, right?
It sure didn't. No, okay. Definitely didn't.
I never thought to talk into your...
I don't have one of those.
Do you talk into your watch?
Sometimes, and it's not by on purpose. I've actually answered it on my watch, and it just goes through my watch. And I was like, "Oh, I didn't know I could do this."
Okay, I'm gonna sound old and stupid probably because I had an Apple Watch, but it stopped working, so I don't even know where it is anymore. Can you hear them back on the watch?
Yeah.
So there's a speaker on your Apple Watch.
Oh yeah,
fascinating.
I hate when people do that, though. It's like when my father would always, instead of just texting, you would voice to text
the
person. It's like that. It's like, you're not in the FBI. You're not that cool. It's like,
gives me you talking to your wrist? I don't want to talk to my wrist. Right. My wrist has one job.
I could be James Bond.
Writing.
Oh, It makes me think of Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Go Gadget watch.
I was thinking James Bond.
Oh, there's that.
Danny, you're not that cool.
I'm pretty cool.
Can I real quickly tell you guys about the traumatic experience that I had with my assistant soccer coach when I was a child?
Let's go. Because I've got a good one as well, but I'm excited to hear yours.
So first of all, the head coach was amazing. Mm-hmm. One of the best coaches I've ever had in my life. His assistant coach, not so much.
Was this high school?
This was like middle school select league.
Was it? So it was a school sanctioned thing. It wasn't like you were like doing like a little league that had nothing to do with the school.
It had nothing to do with the school. It was like not premier, but something like that. A select league.
Look at you.
I was not that good. But the assistant coach one time got in my face about something, or was upset with me about something, and said that my IQ was the same as my number. Do you want to know what my number was?
It has to be zero.
It was zero.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
I was like 12, maybe 13.
How did the National Treasure take that?
Well, the National Treasure was upset, but the real upset person was my mother. My mother was unglued about that.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Did she march down there and yell at the person?
Of course. My mom was the scary one. The National Treasure was like, now you're in trouble. She's going to deal with you. Every time.
He's just grabbing a box of popcorn. Be like, this is amazing. My wife is so hot when she yells at other people.
God. Yeah, so that was my traumatic coaching experience. I think I quit soccer shortly after that.
Mine was Little League Baseball. And I know I've shared it with like Danny and Sarah. I don't know if I've told you the story, but when I was terrible. I mean, you were number zero. I was batting zero.
Oh,
like,
no.
Legitimately, I went seasons without a single hit. If I hit a foul ball, to me, that was a success story. I could not hit a ball if my life depended on it. I was terrible. Right? To the point where it's like, at the end of the season, when they gave out awards, like, I feel bad. Like, the coaches didn't even want, I don't even think they wanted to give me a participation, because did I even really participate? Like, they would give me, like, really good on defense, because they didn't know what else to say.
You got, like, the most improved award.
But one coach, I remember he pulled me aside. I think he realized, like, we have the absolute worst batter in all of Little League on my team. And so he leaned in and goes, Steve, I got to tell you something. He's like, a walk is as good as a hit. I was like, yeah, you're right. He's like, if you get on base, that's just as good as hitting a base hit. Like, you're doing just as good for our team if you just get walked. I'm like, all right. So in my head, I'm thinking, I just got to take four balls. And then he goes, so lean into the pitch.
He wanted you to get hit?
Wanted me. He made me. So that entire season, at least once a game, I would lean into the pitch. I had welts all over my body. And I never dimed them out to my parents. I would always be like, I just got a little too close into the pitch. Because like, how come you keep getting hit by balls? And I would be getting, once I saw that pitch thrown, I'd lean in as far as humanly possible and just hope it didn't hit me in the head.
So at what point did you decide you'd had enough?
When the season was done.
And then you just tell your parents, like, please don't sign me up for this
No,
game.
I knew, next season you get a new coach. Oh. He was terrible.
Oh, God. Rockaholics, we know that at some point you have gotten into trouble for something so beyond stupid, something that you will never forget. Call us up now, as we would love to hear your story. Plus, that story will give you a chance at winning tickets to see the Rolling Stones at Lumen Field. Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls at 750.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.